Okay, hello folks, it's Golden Record here at CKMS Radio. Got a great show today, great guests, and great music. It is July the, what are we, 5th today? Okay, and my guest nods his head. Chris Pompeo is our guest today, and he's brought along some great songs before we get into the heart of our show, all about the Golden Record and Little Green Men from Mars. Chris, I'd like to invite you to tell us what your first song is and why you like it, and maybe you even saw them in concert. I don't know. What's the first song and what is it?
Well, the first song, Jeff, is by David Bowie.
Yeah.
And it's Starman, because, of course, I'm picking up on your Little Green Men thing. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from now.
Yeah.
I was a Bowie fan back in the 80s, that's for sure, back in the day. Had the pleasure to see him once in concert at the Montreal Forum. That was
okay, cool.
That was definitely a good rockin' show.
Yeah.
And the song Starman, well, I mean, it's related to, you know, outer space and whatever, but it got resurgence recently from the Martian movie with his name escapes me, but yeah. Matt Damon, okay. The Martian.
Right.
And there's a great scene in there in that movie where they play this song, and the guys are rolling around in the spacecraft and doing their thing. So it's, anyway, it's a cool song. I like it.
All right. We'll play it, folks. Just stay locked in. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hi, this is Dan Toman. You're listening to CKMS 102.7.
I'm Dave Piper from the North Dumfries Historical Preservation Society. What do I like about community radio? Well, I think it helps create an identity for the local community. And all communities have to have some and need some form of identity to appreciate what's going on around them.
All right, folks, great song. Thanks for suggesting that one, Chris. We're now into our first full segment of our show today. And in this segment, we like to get to know our guests a little bit. And I like to ask a guest, so how many people in your sit around the Pompeo family Christmas feast or Easter feast, how many people sit around a family dinner?
Well, that's an interesting question. We're not a large family, Jeff. You know, we moved out here from Montreal 31 years ago. And so it's just me, my lovely wife, and my two kids, Samantha and Matthew. Of course, Matthew now has three lovely boys. So that's about as big as it gets. I mean, we do open our home on Christmas dinner for those friends or family that don't have a place to go. So sometimes the table can get quite large, actually, with, you know, others coming in for some, because Jen makes a heck of a turkey. Oh, yes. My goodness.
Okay. Sounds like you have a real family feast. Any traditions in that mix? Do you have people bring along their favorite karaoke tune? What any traditions?
Well, I don't know about karaoke, Jeff. I don't know. That's it's a little out there for us, you know. Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's pretty traditional. I mean, as much as I'd love to get a artificial tree, yes, I know, I'm hearing all the groans out there. My wife, God bless her, she loves the real tree. So one of our traditions is definitely hunting for a good tree.
Cool.
At Christmas. Yeah. So I kind of enjoy that. To be honest with you, I am a bit of a humbug on Christmas. I find it a lot of work. I'm sorry, people. That's just the way it is. But certainly it's always fun to sit around the table and, you know, see everybody again and share the meal.
Thanks for sharing that. All of us have a family experience at Christmas time. There's a few doing it, unfortunately, but for most of us, it's a nice touchstone and sets off the year in anticipation and also the comfort of a longstanding tradition. Thanks for those, what happens in the Pompeo family. Tell us about your next song, Chris. What is it?
Well, staying with the spacey kind of theme, it's Chris de Burg and Spaceman Came Traveling. That's off his Spanish Train album. The Spanish Train album, if you haven't had a chance to listen to anything by Chris de Burg, I urge that album. It's a winner from beginning to end, and this is just a great song. It gets that Christian feel for those of you who like a little religion in your rock and roll, you know. Good message. I think good overall message from Chris on that song.
Perhaps you've seen this guy in concert.
Have not, but I do believe my wife did see him back in the day.
Cool. Yeah.
But no, I never had the pleasure, and I really like his music. And another great song to check out that you won't play today because it's not. But The Lady in Red. I mean, there's just no better song to dance to with your partner to than A Lady in Red.
That's amazing because the guest I had last week also liked that song. So it's
oh, well, there you go. So, okay, got a theme going, yeah.
Okay, folks, just go freshen up that coffee. We're going to be right back with our guest today, Chris Pompeo. It's Golden Record here on July the 6th. Did I get that right?
No, it's July the 5th, but maybe you're only playing it on the 6th. I don't know, Jeff.
Well, what it is, I get great guests in to keep the host in line. We'll be back. Here we go.
All right.
Spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star.
just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air, and it went la 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 la.
Hey, it's Chris Pompeo here, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 in Waterloo Region.
That's perfect. Great song, Chris. Now we're back into the show here again, folks. It's the next segment, and this is where I like to ask our guests, what do they do? And they may have a favorite hobby, they may be working at a certain occupation, they may be trying some new stuff. Chris, What do you do?
What do I do? That's a really good question. At this very moment, absolutely nothing. I am transitioning. So for 36 years, I worked for a medical products manufacturer, a Canadian company out of Montreal. We made, basically, if you've been in a hospital anywhere in Canada,
Yeah. You've
slept on my sheets, you've used my pillows, you've probably put on my Johnny gown, and the privacy curtain that's kept you all nice and private probably got made in Montreal too by my company, because that's right. What we do.
Yeah, good stuff.
But after 36 wonderful years, I am on the retirement side of life, so to speak. Well, actually moving on to the second career. I don't think I can really call it retirement, because as you know, Jeff, we're off to Eastern Ontario in very few short days. We've bought a dog boarding kennel in the Hawkesbury area.
Yeah.
And yours truly will become a gentleman dog farmer in the not too distant future.
Very good.
I see a lot of dog poop in my future, quite frankly, but
Do you have any time for hobbies or stuff like that? Are you still going to be heading out to see musicians once in a while?
I think moving closer to Montreal, I think I'll have an opportunity to, and we'll be close to Ottawa too. So I think music definitely, although I'm getting a little old, and quite frankly, between you and me, I'm not really into these, goodbye, I'm 80 years old and I love the Rolling Stones and they're great, but they're the only ones that are allowed to do it.
Right.
Everybody else retired 20 years ago and now they're coming back to get and grab the cash.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. Don't want to hear them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got lots of hobbies. I'm a comic book collector.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife will tell you, I collect everything. I've got hourglasses, none of which are an hourglass. If anybody ever finds a real hourglass, I want to know, because the longest one I've got is 45 minutes.
Right. So, yeah, that's good. So you got changing careers, you got hobbies and music you like following up on. So sounds pretty complete. If something else comes to mind in our next segment, we'll talk some more about it. I know we talked ahead of time, but we got some stuff we're going to talk about. Let's play some more music, folks.
All right. So next up is really my favorite group of all time, and that's Pink Floyd. And we're going to go with Dark Side of the Moon.
Classic.
Absolute classic. I've seen Floyd in person about three times. Saw them at the Olympic Stadium in Montreal. That's the last time. And it was just an amazing concert.
Yeah.
I just love their stuff. I love their rhythm. You can listen to them. Obviously the older stuff like Umma Gumma, yeah, a little rough, a little hard to take. But their middle year stuff, Wish You Were Here, great album, beautiful song, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. I could do a whole hour on Pink Floyd with you, but let's get to the song, Dark Side of the Moon.
All right. Just press the go button. Here we go. We'll be right back, folks.
look around. Choose your own ground. How you live, how you fly. Smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry. All you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit, run. Dig that hole, get the sun. When at last the work is done. Balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave.
Hi, this is Jen, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7, the best local radio.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at Radio Waterloo. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Great song, Chris. That's a classic, man. I tell you, I remember listening to that song way back in the day. It still comes on the show on radio.
Oh, yeah. I could put it on a loop. It's just got a great groove to it.
Yeah,
it's
a great song. Good choice.
Thanks.
We are moving right along in our show, and we're having a lot of fun here, covering lots of stuff. And this is the heart and soul of our show. This is a Golden Record, and a short story about that, folks. So Golden Record refers to those two Golden Records, one each on the Voyager 102 spacecraft. These were attached when those spaceships took off in 1977, 40 years ago, 42, and now we are, those devices are heading to the cosmos for a billion years or something.
They're out past the edge of the galaxy, edge of our solar system
now,
right?
Yeah, they went to the heliosphere,
They're out there.
Yeah, I know. I like sitting down there, they're kind of science guy, Chris. This is awesome. So these devices shooting out there, and at the time, Carl Sagan and others said, we should say a message of hello to the stars. And intelligent life might see this. And at the time it was felt, this is a good, I think in a nutshell, we'll get around to it, was at the time it was thought to be good because we're a hopeful species. We want to say hello because that's our nature. That's the backstory. So now I get to ask what our guests have. I asked Chris, what would you put in your message to the stars if you, besides this great music you've selected? What do you think about Little Green Men from Mars? What would you put in your message to the stars?
Jeff, I got to be honest with you. Yep. No message. No message. In fact, if it was up to me, I'd stop broadcasting. And the whole reason I say that is a few years ago, I read a series of books, science fiction books, that dealt with the near future and, broadcasting ourselves out to the stars.
Yeah.
And it's all well and good if the Vulcans are the ones that answer and a nice, benevolent, superior race comes. But
right. But
what if, Jeff, and it's a 50-50 coin toss as far as I can tell. What if it's like the anti-Vulcans, The guys that really don't care. They just want the natural resources and maybe we're food.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just one big hog farm to these guys.
Right.
So no.
Yeah.
Stop broadcasting. So if anybody, the series of books that I read a few years ago, just for those of you who may be interested, excellent science fiction trilogy by a Chinese writer, Liu, and I can't pronounce his last name, God bless, Sinix. So I'll spell it for you guys. It's Liu, that's his first name, and his last name is Cixin.
Mm-hmm.
And the first book of the trilogy is The Three-Body Problem. And I'm not going to go into it. You just got to read it. Kind of, you really got to like science fiction. I'll give it that much. But boy, the second book where they start talking about the dark forest, that's the one you want to pay attention to, because that's how he describes the universe. Think of it as a dark forest. There's no light. And you're wandering around. And so what do? When you encounter somebody else, you don't know who they are. You don't know what their intentions are.
Right.
So it's a shoot first, ask questions later kind of environment, because what do? Hi, I'm peaceful. Bang, you're dead.
Yeah.
So, you know, I take solace in the fact that our little planet is actually out in the suburbs.
Right.
Way outside probably the main commercial lanes of the Milky Way galaxy. I'm sure there's lots of commerce going back and forth and space shuttles out there in the middle. But out here in the suburbs,
yeah,
I think we should just be quiet.
Well, it's well taken that, you know, there's the whole, it's called the Fermi paradox as well as another discussion about it. And you're in good company because, you know, the guy, the astrophysicist was also against it, Steve Hawking.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
He knows his science.
Well, I mean,
but yeah.
Look, you said it at the beginning. We're hopeful.
Right.
So we want to be, you know, hopeful and yes, you know, to shake hands with little green men. But what if the little green men aren't, they don't share our morals. They don't share our anything.
Here's the dilemma. We only exist based on hope. And so we hope to have, we want to give help to someone, and if they need help, we want to get help. Otherwise, we wouldn't survive as a society because we'd be atomized individuals.
Agreed.
Right. Like, that's why we have, like the Book of Manners, we assume that the other person at first greeting is okay. And they have to prove that they're bad.
Colonialism might prove that to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because if you look just at our planet.
Yeah.
I mean, we weren't exactly nice when we showed up on other people's shores who were lesser than us.
Yeah.
We thought they were savages.
Yeah.
So what's some species going to look when they arrive here? And we're not a spacefaring species yet. We're getting there,
right.
But we can't go far.
Yep.
So what if somebody comes, say, from Andromeda? Oh, it's only, 20 million light years away or whatever. Yeah. It's close, right? It's in the neighborhood.
That's right.
So, you know, I think you have to be careful.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime, so I'm not too worried about it.
Right. Well, I think of it, I know you're a fan of science fiction. What science fiction movies that you can think of, all the many that could also be a viable situation? Like, is it the universe of Star Trek? Is it the universe of E.T.? Is it the University of H.G. Wells?
Or Star Wars?
Yeah.
Which
science fiction things do you like?
I do hope for Star Trek.
Star Trek, okay.
It's a bit of a utopia, right? We're all equal and, you know, there's no desire for material goods, it would seem.
Everything's
placated, you know, you get food when you want it. You can have whatever, you know, as much chocolate cake as you can stomach. So, I mean, I like that. I don't think that's ever going to be the actual reality, quite frankly. But, you know, I hope.
Right.
It's probably more, I don't know about E.T. Yeah, that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
The Day the Earth Stood Still. I think the first one, way back in the 50s, I think they nailed it.
Okay.
You know, it's... If somebody lands on our planet, it's a game changer.
Right. I know. That changes everything.
Totally. It concepts out the window. And just depending on which way they come, in peace or in not.
Yeah. Which sort of comes full circle. So you have some optimism towards that there's all these benign species trying to get along, like Star Trek. So I'm going to take it full circle. What message would you give to them? You'd tell them about your music?
I think... You know, I think it's an old trope for sure. But I mean, you know, we come in peace, right? I mean, you know, arms open, big smile.
Yeah, if they understand what a smile
right,
is.
If they understand what a smile is, big smile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think No, I mean, I think it's a hopeful thing. You want to hope for the best, plan for the worst, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, and anyway, that's kind of how I feel about things. I mean, I get it. You know, we've got all these antennas in the Australian desert or Chilean desert, God knows where, the Gobi desert, you know, pointed up trying to find some signal from the heavens, right? Well, that's great.
Yep.
But could there be a reason why we're not getting any signals? Maybe somebody read The Dark Forest and realized that we shouldn't be broadcasting, you know,
yeah,
to the cosmos. But anyway, that's just my opinion, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, that sounds pretty well. You've been thinking over. You got a good experience with what you see in science fiction. So I appreciate your comments there. That's good stuff.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's play another song here.
Well,
what you got there?
We're gonna lighten it up. We're gonna by King Harvest.
Yeah.
Dancing in the Moonlight.
Okay.
And it's just a fun song. It's bring a little levity to nothing really much to say. It's just a song that I've enjoyed over the years, and yeah, it follows the moon and the space kind of thing, dancing in the moonlight. Enjoy.
Right. All right.
Hi, I'm Maria from Waterloo, and you're listening to CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo.
Hi everyone, I'm Willie A., the host of a specialty radio program on another Kitchener Community Radio station. Why, you ask, would I be supporting community radio at CKMS? Because, like our station, CKMS serves an important, sometimes forgotten segment of the listenership that commercial radio doesn't reach. By listening to this program, you realize that community radio fills this huge void left by commercial radio. Thank you for listening, and please consider making a donation to community radio. Support CKMS for better radio choice.
Okay, folks, we're back, and thanks so much for hanging in with us here today at Golden Record. You could be doing lots of fun things, I suppose, but we're sure glad you spent spending some time with us. And that song was...
Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
Very good choice, and I hope you all enjoy that very lively tune. We're now into our second last segment of the show, and this is a part of the show I like to call, I wish that host would ask me this question, or I wish we had time to talk about something that's come up during the show. Chris, just to help our listeners review a bit, we find out that you're a recently retired guy, starting a new career with a dog kennel down in the eastern townships of Ontario, and you enjoy going to science fiction.
Yeah, I like going to comic book conventions.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, they're called comic cons today,
right?
And quite frankly, they're more than comic books; they're popular art conventions.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky. I've been to the mecca of pop art conventions, and that is the San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's coming up at the end of July. They're back in action. And if you are at all interested in, like I say, popular arts, and that's TV, movies, it's all sorts of genre, podcasts, video stars. Anyway, they promote their wares at these conventions, so you can actually see the stars and chat with them if you're lucky enough.
Yeah.
And I've been to the one in New York. In fact, I was there in 2019, just before the pandemic. That was the last thing I did before we all got locked down. I got a chance to go to the New York Comic Con, and New York's a great city.
Yeah.
I mean, geez, whatever you like, New York's got it.
Yeah.
But for those who stay close to home, every year down at the Metro Toronto Convention Center, you get the Fan Expo, which is a great convention. And of course, here in Waterloo, they have their own smaller Comic Cons that happen. I think they had them at the City Hall for the last couple of years, or they roll them into some sort of reading on the street program kind of thing. I'm not really up on it myself, but I do know that Niagara Falls has Comic Cons, Hamilton has Comic Cons, everybody's got Comic Cons because it's fun. You see people dressed up as superheroes and their favorite characters. I don't do that personally. I'm not into the spandex thing myself, but. Those that are, it's a lot.
But there's a lot of energy there.
It's a lot of fun. Anyway, that's what turns my crank, Jeff. Yeah. What can I tell you?
No, that's perfect. That we're all about the real deal, and you've given the space and stuff a thought. Perfect for our show. We really appreciate guests like yourself, Chris, coming to talk about our Golden Record and all things out there.
Oh, it's a hoot, Jeff.
There's no wrong answer.
Well, fair enough. Yeah. Then that's my kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So we also talked a little bit about Christmas traditions and getting together with family and also your new beginnings down in Eastern Ontario. So, anything else come to mind that you want to bring up?
Well, nothing really other than to, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today. And for those family and friends that are listening out there, so long. Because, we're moving in 6 short days or how many ever days when you listen to this, maybe we're already gone.
Yeah.
But it's been a heck of a ride down here in southwest Ontario in a little town called Ayr. And we're sure going to miss it.
So we're going to do your last song our final outie out here. What do you got there?
So we've got The Rising of the Moon by the Clancy Brothers. Now, this is a bit of a jig. Breaking from the rock and roll tradition, going a little, traditional fiddle music. You can stomp your foot to this one. I love it.
Good to hear. Okay, we'll play it. We'll be right back, folks. I'll see you in a short bit. Here we go.
Oh, come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me, Bugle, hush.
musician listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, make you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Rumours ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. Far above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Debt to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. And an army voice for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. 'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon. And an army voice for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Ho yay, ho yay, ho yay. This is Doug Turvey, the official town crier for the Township of Zora and the town of Ingersoll. You are listening to CKMS 102.7. This I hereby proclaim, God save the Queen.
Hi, this is jazz musician, singer, and songwriter Tim Lewis. You're listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We're live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and through music.
Welcome back, folks. That was Rising the Moon by the Clancy Brothers. And just want to thank Chris for such great music today. That's awesome. And great content. And so we've had a lot of fun. And I guess we got to get going. We'll be back in another week or so. Chris, I always ask my guests a question, and a long dog one. But here goes. What are you doing in the next 2 hours, then 2 days, and then 2 weeks, 2 years? 20 years you want to go that far. What are you doing the next 2 hours?
Okay, the next 2 hours. Well, I got to take a ride into Cambridge. Got some things to take care of. Doing the dreaded Costco run. Oh, God. But I'll tell you, Tuesday afternoon is probably the best time to go to Costco.
Okay.
Now, what am I doing in two days? 2 days. So that would be Thursday. Probably packing.
Okay.
Probably packing lots of boxes that should have been packed on Wednesday. Making sure that I don't have more boxes to pack on Friday, because we're running out of days to pack.
Because the moving van comes on...
on Monday.
Monday. Okay. Monday. So the question is next is, what do you do in the next 2 weeks?
Then? 2 weeks. So, that's 2 weeks will find us in Eastern Ontario.
Yeah.
At Possum Place Kennels.
Okay.
Look us up on Facebook.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I did want to encourage you to talk about what you do. Like
oh
that.
Yeah, no, okay. we're a full service boarding kennel, and we're taking over a 40-year business. It's a going concern. So that's where you'll find me 2 weeks from now, hip deep in dog poop,
and then tracking out this new adventure.
Yeah.
2 weeks, so 2 months, you'd be settled in there.
Well, 2 months,
Two months.
What was that? September, so we'd be coming into late summer and early fall. Well, I hope by September we've got the business kind of running and everything's good, and we understand what we're doing, and we're not bailing too much water. And if that's the case, maybe we'll take a short vacation.
Yeah, good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Okay. You don't know, but it's going to be a different location from where you've been for the last 30 years.
That's for sure.
Lots of changes. Okay, that's 2 months. 2 years, probably settled into your new routine.
2 years. So,
like anything else you want to do in the next 2 years? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. So, well, I don't know about in the next 2 years, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be running a kennel, but it is my daughter who will actually run the day-to-day operations. I'm just the old guy wandering around.
Yeah.
So once the kennel gets up and running and everything's smooth and we have no, you know, no issues, we've always wanted to do a round-the-world cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
So we might...
Sounds wonderful.
We might take all that money we've been saving in our RSPs and buy ourselves a... I think they're like 100-day cruises.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yep.
Yeah, so that's definitely a bucket. You know, that's like the end of the line. Like no more vacations after that.
Yeah,
but
still,
that's the wish. That's the hope.
Something to look forward to. Something that'd be just really kind of a cool thing to think about doing. You've done some cruising over the years, so it's not a big surprise.
No. Love cruising. Jennifer and I, listen, folks, you don't know me, but my wife, my beautiful wife, has some mobility issues, and that's why we cruise, because the hotel moves.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to, as they like to say, you unpack once and then the hotel moves. So it made it a lot easier for us to enjoy vacations. We didn't have to do a lot of wandering around.
And just for shits and giggles, what about 20 years?
Well, so I'll be 82.
Yeah.
If
no problem.
God willing.
Yeah.
I expect to be somewhat fully retired by then. if I'm still blessed to have my wife with me, I'm sure we'll have a couple of dogs curled up at our feet and enjoying the twilight years. I don't expect to slow down, Jeff. My personal axiom is: you slow down, you're done. So I think we all just need to keep moving and learning, because that's another axiom of mine. Learning never stops.
You could be a great grandfather in 20 years.
I could be a great grandfather in 20 years. You're absolutely right. Alex, my oldest grandson, is 8. So yeah, not unforeseen.
That's for sure.
Unforeseen.
Lots of adventures to come up yet.
I like to say if I die before 80, I've been cheated, and every day past 80 is a bonus.
Yeah. Good attitude. Good stuff. So listen, I want to thank you so much, Chris, for taking time from a busy space in your life right now to be a guest on Golden Record. Great songs and great stories about the stars and golden and little green men from Mars. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Okay, with that, folks, we're going to call it a wrap here today. And hey, come on back in 6 days and 23 hours. We'll do it all again. At Golden Record here at CKMS, and with that, have a great week. We'll see you later. Bye for now.